You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
The Art Gallery of Ontario is showing an exhibit on the work of celebrated Mexican artists Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera. Sarah Mortimer wrote an open letter to the Art Gallery of Ontario about their use of a stick on eyebrow to promote the show. Kahlo is considered one of Mexico's greatest artists, and her iconic self-portraits capture her naturally connected eyebrows. Sarah Mortimer is a freelance writer based in Toronto, and she published the letter on shamelessmag.com. We'll speak with Sarah in a moment, but first here is her commentary, an open letter to the AGO about Frida Kahlo's unibrow, read by Red Eye Collective member Lorraine Chisholm.
Dear AGO, the week of October 20th, while walking past the Drake Hotel, one of your employees handed me a card that said I should wear this unibrow in order to get 50% off the price of admission to your exhibit, Frida and Diego, Passion, Politics, and Painting. I'm glad that Frida Kahlo's work is here in Toronto and that you're eager to have people come and see it, but I can't help but think this unibrow stunt isn't how Kahlo would have wished to be remembered. An outspoken woman who is a devoted communist, Kahlo was much more than just a black stripe above the eyes. She was in every sense a radical. Her paintings, which place strong emphasis on indigenous Mexican imagery, represent a highly imaginative style and portray women's experiences in a manner more explicit than any of her contemporaries. Kahlo's iconic self-portraits include depictions of everything from her imagining of her own birth and nursing experiences to her painful miscarriage and tumultuous relationship with painter Diego Rivera. With no lack of spilled blood or ripe guts on display, they are some of the most powerful images in feminist art. Yet when I wear this unibrow and when I see others wearing it, it doesn't feel like much more than a silly act of publicity. On Saturday, October 20th, the Toronto Star showcased photos of people wearing these unibrows in front of photo booths you've installed for the show, and where patrons are encouraged to take Frida-like snapshots in exchange for a discount on the exhibit. In most of these pictures, people are laughing or making funny faces, communicating to the camera that the black fuzz above their eyes is part of a costume and nothing that should be taken too seriously. In one photo, a little girl wags her fingers by her ears and sticks her tongue out at the camera. In another, a man laughs discreetly from behind a hard hat. In each of these photos, the subject tells us that they are wearing the unibrow not in an earnest tribute to the artist and her work, but with a cool and distant irony. I hate to be a killjoy here, AGO, but since when did celebrating an artist who challenged our ideas of feminine beauty by refusing to change the way she looked involve breaking her down through the implicit public ridicule of her appearance? Over the course of her lifetime and afterwards, Frida Kahlo's unibrow was viewed as many things: striking, daring, odd, challenging, coy, studied, bold, memorable, and the reason why so many men fell in love with her, but never as a citywide joke. Why start now? Maybe you've heard about Balpreet Kaur, the Sikh woman who, after being ridiculed by a man on Reddit for having facial hair, responded to his post with a dignified explanation of why she'd never shaved her beard. She wrote, "Yes, I'm a baptized Sikh woman with facial hair. Yes, I realize that my gender is often confused, and I look different than most women. However, baptized Sikhs believe in the sacredness of this body, and must keep it intact as a submission to the divine will. By transcending societal views of beauty, I believe I can focus more on my actions. My attitude and thoughts and actions have more value in them than my body because I recognize that this body is just going to become ash in the end, so why fuss about it?" Though Kahlo's reasons for not shaving her unibrow might not have been religious, as Kahlo once wrote in her diary, "Of my face I like my eyebrows and eyes," her belief in the importance of her own thoughts and actions over meeting society's expectations is certainly something she and Kaur do share. Throughout her life, Kahlo always resisted the normal way of doing things, from painting whatever passed through her head instead of from a textbook, to involving herself in politics while most women sat on the sidelines, and yes, by wearing a unibrow. Kahlo always stayed true to her own beliefs and instincts, and this "who cares" attitude is the reason so many now love her. What then, dear AGO, do you tell us about Frida Kahlo when you hand out stick-on unibrows to people who know nothing of Kahlo's paintings or her feminist impact and tell them to pose for the camera? The answer is nothing. Instead, your cheap marketing scheme robs Kahlo's unibrow of all its glorious beauty and meaning, and glibly reinforces the idea that gender is something that exists in a binder, and that gender deviance is something to be mocked. Yet could it be possible to paint a different picture here, encouraging patrons to do their research about the woman behind the brow, the one who achieved so much for women in both art and politics simply by being herself? That can help give meaning back to that fuzzy piece of felt and perhaps return some playfulness to your campaign. As your curator Dot Tour explained in an interview with the Toronto Sun, Kahlo had a great sense of humor, a great love of life, so the unibrow is supposed to be funny. Why then don't you tell us a little more about Kahlo, the politics and personal tragedies that shaped her, the isolation she felt from the world, the portraits that make her so great, and let us all in on the joke?
That was an open letter to the AGO written by Toronto-based writer Sarah Mortimer and read by Red Eye Collective member Lorraine Chisholm. It was originally published on Shameless Mag, and now we have Sarah joining us on the phone from Toronto. Hello, Sarah. I really want to tell you how much I appreciated reading your letter.
Thank you.
Could you describe the kind of imagery Kahlo's known for in her work?
Kahlo's known for really graphically portraying her own personal realities. She's most famous for her portraiture, so she painted self-portraits throughout her life, but these are not ordinary self-portraits. They are highly interpretive and reflect a lot of the tragic experience she had in her own life. For example, Kahlo had 3 miscarriages, and we see a miscarriage portrayed in one of her paintings, and the fetus is portrayed, her insides are out of her body, and this is something you see a lot, her sort of guts and blood all on display. She was also known for playing with gender a little bit. She had a very famous painting that she painted after her divorce with Diego Rivera. It was called Women with Cropped Hair, and in the photo she cut off all her hair and dressed like her husband.
And there must be a wealth of art criticism and discussion generated around her art that is definitely missing from what the Art Gallery of Ontario is doing.
There is a wealth of criticism around her art and a lot of discussion. I think that the eyebrow itself is a little bit trite. It sort of boils everything down to her unibrow, and when taken out of the context of her biography and her work, I think it does very little to explain what we know her best for.
What kind of reaction have you seen to your open letter to the AGO about their unibrow marketing ploy?
I've seen both a lot of positive reactions and a lot of negative reactions. I hear a lot of people saying, you know, get over yourself. It's about getting people to the door, which this campaign certainly did. It's really sort of fun and light and quirky, and I think that has helped bring a lot of people to the door. I don't think that's a reason not to put my opinion out there. I also know that I was, if you've heard of Shalem Christaka, he is an art critic in Toronto and a part-time teacher at the AGO, and he wrote a response to me recently on Art Info, which I advise people to read because it does give a very good idea of the emblematic importance of Frida's unibrow. However, I think that we disagree on the idea that marketing campaigns should not be criticized and held accountable for their actions and implications as much as anything else.
Why did you think it's important to challenge the representation and use of Kahlo's facial hair in this way, through the open letter format?
I think that the AGO is a really big organization, and when it comes to educating Canadians about art, they have a lot of power. I think that this particular marketing campaign was a little bit sloppy in that it failed to account for people's reactions to a unibrow in terms of its mockery of, certain beauty standards. I think that it sort of reinforces in the context that I've seen it worn, and I refer to these pictures which were taken for the Toronto Star of people sort of making funny faces as they're wearing the unibrow, that it reinforces, gendered norms of beauty. And I also think that it sort of just is not particularly that humorous. I don't think that's the humor that Frida Kahlo was known for. I think, in fact, her eyebrows were meant to challenge and meant to be actually, they represent a lot of strength and pain. And the reason why I wanted to write an open letter to the AGO is because I wanted to start a conversation, and I can have that conversation over a beer with my friends easily and have them agree with me, but I really wanted to know what other people thought. And I wanted people to feel comfortable criticizing an organization as influential as the AGO. It's okay to put your opinion out there if you don't agree with somebody. And I think when you put it into that public forum of Shameless or whatever publication, it's really a fair way to do that. It's really very accessible.
And now tell us about Shameless magazine. Your letter got run on the Huffington Post, and you got interviewed on CBC. But that all started with the online magazine Shameless.
Yep, it all started with Shameless. Shameless is a blog for teen girls and trans youth, and it's something that I've been reading since I was quite young. I read it in my teen years. And I just think that because Frida Kahlo is an icon within the LGBT community and that community reads this publication, it was a really good forum for it. I also think that Shameless is just really, puts cutting-edge criticism out there. So it seems like a place where that sort of a little bit more leftist critique would be received.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and again, thank you for your open letter.
You're welcome, Peter. Have a good day.
You as well. I've been speaking to Toronto writer Sarah Mortimer. We read her open letter to the Art Gallery of Ontario about their use of a stick-on eyebrow to promote the Frida Kahlo show. She wrote the piece for Shameless Mag, and you can read it or share it on the blog at shamelessmag.com.